Imagine waking up tomorrow, reaching for your phone, and discovering that your go-to app for laughs, trends, and a peek into the lives of millions has vanished. Poof, gone. Like a favorite cafe that suddenly closed overnight, leaving you wondering, will you get your next coffee, or in this case, your next digital fix? Welcome to Buffy's Flavorful Journey, where today, we're slicing into a story that's stirring the pot across the nation, the looming shadow of a TikTok ban in the United States. I'm Buffy, your guide today through the complex flavor of life and technology. In this episode, we're diving deep into a dish that's been simmering on the political stove, seasoned with debates over national security, privacy, and the future of digital expression. So grab your favorite snack and let's embark on a journey to unravel the TikTok tangle. Will it be snipped from the American digital menu? Or will it find a way to stay in your daily diet? But first, I want you to think about something. How would your digital world change without TikTok? Imagine the void in your daily scroll, the missing laughs, the dances you'll never learn, and the communities that might fade away. Today, we're not just talking about an app. We're discussing a digital crossroads. So stay tuned as we explore the depths of this unfolding saga. Now, I want you to ask yourself, would you miss TikTok if it was banned? Or could you substitute something else? And if so, what would that be? The House of Representatives has passed a bill that's left TikTok with two choices. One, find a new owner, or two, face a ban. With President Biden's signature ready and the Senate's decision pending, the future of TikTok is as uncertain as a souffle in a slamming oven door. But why is TikTok, a platform beloved by millions for its dance challenges and cooking tutorials, under such scrutiny? Well, it boils down to a national security concern, supposedly. The fear that ByteDance, that's the owner of TikTok, it's a Beijing-based company, could serve up data to the Chinese government or push pro-China narratives. Now let's chop into what the House bill entails. ByteDance has 6 months to find a buyer. Failure to do so would make it illegal for app stores and web hosting companies to offer TikTok, effectively removing it from the U.S. digital menu. But there's a twist. Even if TikTok is removed from the app stores, the 170 million Americans who've already downloaded, me included, well, it won't vanish from us, from our devices, immediately. But no more updates, so the app's performance would eventually degrade over time, turning it into a dish that's hard to digest. Now ponder this. Where do you stand on this trade-off between digital convenience and privacy? Is it worth giving up some privacy for the entertainment and connectivity apps like TikTok? What do you think? And what about national security concerns? Do you believe TikTok poses a real threat? Or are these concerns overblown? Why or why not? I don't think it's a privacy concern. You know, supposedly our government is saying that the Chinese government is watching us, doing surveillance on us. Well, isn't the U.S. government doing the same doggone thing? Now, stirring further into the mix, if TikTok were banned, what do you think the future of social media would look like? Will another app take its place? Or will we see a shift in how social media platforms operate? Now, how do you view the argument that banning TikTok could infringe on free speech? Is it justified to limit access to a platform for national security reasons, even if there's really a debate, if there's really even any national security reasons? I mean, I find out a lot about what the U.S. government and other governments, for that matter, are doing throughout the world. Is that the real reason the U.S. government wants to ban TikTok? so that we, the American people and people throughout the world, don't find out what they're up to? What do you think? Now, for me, it's clear that the TikTok ban is more than just a tech issue. It's a dish layered with questions of privacy, free speech, and international relations. For our content creators out there, how will losing access to TikTok impact your creativity and outreach? What alternative platforms do you think would serve as a new home for your content? And to everyone listening, have you or someone you know ever changed your digital habits because of privacy concerns or government actions? Share your story with us. Now, as we wrap up today's quick journey through the tangled web of TikTok's uncertainty, it's clear that this story touches more than just the surface of our screens. It delves deep into the heart of freedom, privacy, and the global dance of power and technology. But the conversation doesn't end here. It's just beginning. And your voice is a crucial ingredient in this ever-evolving recipe. So I invite you, yes, you, the listeners out there, to join this flavorful discussion. Head over to our social media page on YouTube, Buffy's Flavorful Journey, or drop an email, buffysworld@yahoo.com. Share your thoughts, your stories, and your opinions on this issue. How would a TikTok ban affect your digital access? What are your views on privacy, national security, and the future of our online communities? Your insights not only matter, they help shape the conversation and bring depth to our collective understanding. And if you found today's episode intriguing, don't keep it to yourself. Please share it with your friends and family or that coworker who isn't up to date on what's going on. Let's spread the word and widen this conversation, making our journey even more flavorful with each shared experience. And remember, Buffy's Flavorful Journey is a space to explore, question, and savor many things, including the digital world around us. So until next time, keep tasting, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep sharing. I'm Buffy, and I can't wait to embark on our next journey together. Stay curious, stay engaged, and let's keep this conversation brewing. All the best to you and yours. Bye for now.